Hi, I'm Bridget Bowden. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Food waste is something we all produce but don't like to think about. Several large universities in Missouri are getting rid of waste by turning it into compost. At Missouri State University in Springfield, Campus Dining Services feeds 3,700 students and 1,000 faculty and staff members. That's a lot of food, and also a lot of food waste. Resident District Manager Tony Hine says a quarter of a pound, on average, is thrown away with every meal. That's why Missouri State decided to start composting the food waste about 4 years ago as part of its university-wide sustainability initiative. Hine says a big part of reducing food waste is making sure students only take the amount of food they will actually eat. He says that starts with the people who serve the food.
Sometimes we have the grandma mentality where they feel like they have to make sure the students aren't going to go hungry. And some of that is educating the students to just take what they want and they can always come back for more.
All of the uneaten food is scraped off of plates and collected in separate containers. It's picked up and taken to a third-party composting company 3 times a week. Mizzou also produces a lot of food waste at its residential dining halls, cafes, and restaurants. In 2011, the university got a grant from the Mid-Missouri Solid Waste Division. That, combined with an investment from the school's campus dining services, was enough to build a covered composting facility at Bradford Research Farm just southeast of campus. Now a fraction of Mizzou's total food waste, about 3,500 pounds per week, is sent there to be turned into compost. Eric Cartwright is the executive chef for MU Campus Dining Services, and don't let his name mislead you. You see, he actually doesn't do that much cooking. He's more of a business manager, and he says composting food waste makes good business sense.
Okay, because we're paying a fee per ton to have waste hauled to the landfill. By having it done internally here, we're incurring no cost to have the waste hauled out there. And so in time, that facility actually pays for itself.
Food waste is collected from 7 of MU's dining facilities. Then it's loaded into green trash bins and taken to Bradford Research Farm, where students will turn it into compost. Tim Reinbott is the superintendent at Bradford and supervises the compost program. He says composting is a scientific process where bacteria heat up and break down food waste over time. He says the trick to making good compost is to get the right balance of carbon and nitrogen. At the Bradford Center, they do that by mixing the food waste with horse bedding taken from South Farm, another MU facility.
And then this starts your whole reaction. So you can see that it's in there. That's less than 7 days old, and you really can't see any food anymore. I mean, that process is fast. It starts reacting really, really quickly.
Is that steam coming off of it?
It sure is, because it's hot in there already. It's 130 or 40 degrees inside there.
So it's getting up to that temperature just on its own.
Right. It sure is. It can go up to 160 degrees.
Does the cold weather affect it at all?
It really doesn't. You know, as cold as it gets, you know, it's been zero outside. And inside that compost, it'll still be 130 or 40 degrees. So the bacteria are just working hard.
The compost is piled under a shelter in bays that are big enough to park a truck in. Each bay holds compost at different stages. And for piles of decomposing food, it actually doesn't smell that bad. It smells more like soil, moist, and earthy.
When I come out here and I really smell almost a putrid smell, like vomit or something, I know one thing, it's anaerobic. So we have to adjust our system. Whether we need to aerate it some way, or mix it up, or put some horse bedding in. So it's an art too with it. You know, you gotta use your senses about it.
Reinbott knows the compost is done when its temperature evens out. It's then spread over several fields at Bradford where students grow vegetables to sell back to campus dining. That starts the process all over again.
Instead of our nutrients going to the landfill and never getting to use them again, now we get to use them. And I'm talking about nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, micronutrients, and there's this limited supply of all this. So it's really good to put the nutrients back. Also, the compost feeds the soil life.
Reinbott says the program's ultimate goal is to process even more food waste so they can bag and sell any extra compost in the commercial market. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Bridget Bowden.